All right, so I said we're going to talk about something easy. That's the acronym for this new program. Not new, but program you've got in place now and been using it very well across the country. Let's talk about it. It's actually EESE. We just call it EASY because it's easy to remember.
Correct.
I like that.
Well, and what happens is most of our clients private label it, and so they don't see our name other than Powered by Itidium down at the bottom. So if you are a grocery chain, retailer, you know, hospital, whoever it is that's using the system, it bears their markings, their logos, and all that. So, yeah, we just came up with the enrollment eligibility system for employers. And as you know, the history of it was we were asked by our home state, Kansas, to build them the system 6 years ago.
Isn't that amazing?
It's been 6 years, so we're in our sixth enrollment. And going great. I mean, as we keep building and adding to it, it's really interesting because we can customize it based upon any organization's business rules. But it's a great, because I know you have an interest in politics, it's a great private, you know, public partnership that we've had with our home state. And it's great that we're able to do that for them because we've saved them probably $4 to $10 million, if I had to guess.
And, you know, that's interesting because when you look at how states are squeezed with revenues and all the rest of it, how important is something like that? How important is, you know, bring that down to a scale of an employer that's got maybe 1,000 employees or 500 employees? What if that's $500,000 or $1 million? I mean, right. or 400,000, whatever the case may be. The point is we're back to efficiencies again, driving down cost, which helps control the cost of health insurance.
It's huge. And it was really kind of an unintended consequence. They didn't like the system that they had, but they knew they needed something to house eligibility. And so, as you know, what we did and what we've always done as benefit administrators, we're in the muck and yuck that nobody else likes to do. And so that's part of the
ITDM
name.
Sometimes.
And so we built this system to house the data and to keep track of the data over a period of years. And so like them, we have the data all the way back to 2007. So we were able to import 5 or 6 years worth of records to put that data into the system. So we house all the information so that when open enrollment comes up, we know who's on what plan, what they have, where they're going, and then we can accommodate those carriers via electronic data files. And really, by doing it more efficiently, people get what they want, what they deserve quicker. It's easier. The bills are more accurate. And, you know, you adjudicate the whole thing as far as claims administration and everything much more cleanly.
Yeah, so kind of go back to that for a minute, because from the administrator, the HR person is listening to this and going, okay, how's this going to look to my employee? So talk about how the Kansas platform is set up as an example. Use Kansas.
Sure.
They can go up. They can click, I want this. I want this. I mean, talk about how it actually works.
They actually have the open enrollment platform, which during enrollment is available to the member. So the member, his or her family, can log on. They can make their selections. You can house videos there if they need to have explanations with regard to flex or 401k or, you know, the different medical plans and options that you offer. You can put the summary plan documents. Everything is houseable in the system to where it's almost like a learning management tool during that enrollment period. Once enrollment's closed, we send the data to the carriers as applicable. And then after that point, the member can go on throughout the year and request changes. So the birth of a child, an adoption, a divorce, et cetera, you know, any of the life events that occur. So the member has access through his or her own portal. The administrator or the employer has that access. And then in an example of a large plan, you know, such as a state or a large corporation, there's usually a headquarters that needs oversight over that whole thing. So we provide all three of those layers.